Hey. So we are on page Memtes. You have it in front of you, Memtes. Seventh parak here in the first shar of Chelek Beis of Rav Volbe's Aleishur. And we are talking about the concept and the impact of meisim, of actions. Which is great because our life is comprised of a sequence of actions. And we're giving those meaning and context. So the last time, when we last left our heroes, which was a little bit ago, Rav Volbe pointed out the nexus between the doing and the being, between the Olam HaMaisa, the physical world, and the person that we become through those actions. That somehow, through doing acts of kindness, we become kind people, kind neshamas, more refined spiritual beings. Let's pass the... Please, thank you. There's some extras here. He talked about the... Maybe put them in the back table, it might be easier. Should we put the extras in the back? Okay. He talked about the mind-brain nexus, that mystery of where our physical, our guf, meets our spiritual in the world of machshava as it relates to maisa, that our thoughts and our spiritual component is defined and affected and shaped by our actions. But now, he has another approach. Yesh od mahalach amok b'inyan hamais. It's after the star on the middle of page R and Mem Tes. So, Rav Volbe is going to focus now on, through at the end of this chapter, on a thesis which takes us back to the beginning of creation. Now, the reason why maisim are important on one level is because Asher bara Elokim la'asos, Hashem created that we should do. What should we do? We should do things to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. Right? For some reason, Hashem, the endless light, the source of everything, right? He was perfect. Before anything existed, there was, or Ein Sof, Hashem was there. But for some reason, which we don't really understand, Hashem decided that it was important to create creatures, to create a universe and a world. And so he was going to vacuum out, in whatever way that is to be understood, vacuum out his presence from this space to create a chalal. That's why in modern Hebrew, when you say you're going to send an astronaut to space, you send them to the chalal, because it's a vacuous space. The Ribbono Shel Olam created vacuous space, and in it, he put the little menshis, you know, those little Fisher-Price characters we grew up with, the menshalach, right? No? That's us. And we're there in the little farm with the little plastic gates, you know, and the little plastic horse. And our job is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu out into that world. So it's a quasi-imaginary world. It's just a Fisher-Price world, because hu levado yimloch norah, everything really is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he gives us this Fisher-Price world to bring Hashem into the world. We do that through actions. So that you could argue that the tachlis habriya, the original reason why Hashem created us, was so that we should be out there doing the actions of bringing Hashem into the world. Well, when we do that, Rav Volbe says, we go back to this original idea of how Hashem created the world, why He created the world. We learn something about the concept of doing that action. And that is what we will call self-actualization. That's what he wants to present to us today. So to do that, he introduces it with a passage in the Ramban. Now, the Ramban, you know, the Ramban was one of the greatest, mamash, the greatest, you can't even describe. He was a halachist. and he was the commentator on the Gemara, and he was the commentator on the Chumash, and he wrote poems, and he gave drushes, and he was a Kabbalist, and he was a political actor at the end of his life disputing Fray Paul in front of King James of Aragon. He was mamish everything. So the Ramban knew minakotz alakotz. He knew all the different works of Torah, which meant the revealed works and also the hidden works. So what the Ramban, he's going to quote this Ramban, he's tapping into like the deep end of the pool. So I can't say I really understand what the Ramban is saying, but he's tapping into a spiritual Kabbalistic idea that undergirds all of creation. So that's the first introduction here, where he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, bara kol hanivraim me'afisa muchletes. God created the world, I think in Latin they say, ex nihilo, from absolute nothingness. Ephes, ephes means zero. Ephes, ephes, but afisus muchletes. Afisa muchletes, absolute nothingness. There was nothing, and from that nothingness, God created. From that creation, everything else evolves. Everything else was created. Meaning, the Ramban teaches us that there were two shlavim, two stages of creation. Something from nothing, and then everything subsequent to that is something from something. So he explains that phrase, that concept, that idea is b'loshon hakodesh b'otzos yesh me'ayin el loshon bara. Bereshis bara Elokim. You see, I'm on the second line here in this indented section. The word bara means something from nothing. Everything that was created after that was not something from nothing. It was something that was created from something. He calls this the original energy that existed, this primordial substance, koach ha-hiyuli, which I think it's a Greek word, but it means the primordial substance, the primordial energy. From that primordial energy was HaKadosh Baruch Hu created plants and animals and Adam HaRishon. But he says that's a second kind of creation. It's not something from nothing. That's the difference between what Ramban says, the word bara. Bara means to create from nothing. Yatsar means to create from something. That's what he's saying. What this really means, I have no idea. It's a deep spiritual mystery. What does it mean that God created something and then all subsequent creations are something from something? I don't know what that really means on an omic level. But what it means for us is something very powerful. Because you see where it has the bracketed shaped letters, like the box letters toward the end of the Ramban here? The Ramban says what happens in creation is that all this matter, this primordial energy, was waiting to be shaped and formed into something. Velotzeis min hakoach el hapoel. And he says that's what the Greeks called Hiyuli. We were taking this original matter and going min hakoach el hapoel. What is koach? Koach means power, but it also means potential. Poel, lif'ol, means to act. So you're going from potential to actual. So what the Ramban is saying is that the way that God created the world is that he made this original amorphous energy, matter, whatever it is, we don't know. I mean, someone knows. The Kubalim know what that is, but I don't know what that means. And then from that, it became a plant. It became a pineapple. It became a human eye cell. So there was the potential in this primordial matter, and then there was the actual. That's the conceptual framework that the Ramban says existed in creation. Says Rav Volpe, wait a minute. That's a conceptual framework that we can use to consider our own lives. What about thinking of our own lives? Think about it for a second. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, every person is an olam male, is a whole world. Each one of us, every person, is a whole world. And that's why a person who saves, nurtures, mekayim, establishes, the Gemara says, nefesh achas, one person, ki'ilu ki'im olam male, it's as if that person sustained an entire world. Every person is a world. Well, if the creation of the world was done in such a way where the world was first given potential and then that potential was actualized, so then in our own world, our own micro world, every person, it means that each one of us was given a whole gigantic bucket full of, you love it, right? It's a great idea. Awesome. A bucket of potential, and what do we now do now? We need to create something with it. We need to actualize it. And so the world of Maisim, the world of actions, is the world of self-actualization, of actualizing, of making befoel what we had bekoach. Our whole life was just a giant tub full of potential, of our own micro Hiuli, this matter, this energy that we have. And now we got to go make something of it. And that is the Olam Hamaisa. That's essentially what Ravoli wants us to understand. We're given, go down to the last paragraph on this page. La'adam nitna neshama elyona. We are given an elevated, noble, spiritual essence that we call a neshama. Mi yodea kama kedusha. Could we ever imagine or measure how much holiness? V'kama milos tumunispa. How much depth it has? V'akol b'koach. It's all potential. Avodasenohi. You know what our work is? Lohotzi kochus eila kulam elapoal. To bring these out to bear. Researchers, I come across these studies once in a while. They talk about how we only use a fraction of our brain at a given time. We only use a fraction of our brain. If we really use the full potential of our brain, how much more capacity we would have to accomplish, to remember. Right? Our focus is diluted as opposed to if we actually totally honed in. He says our whole life is about lohotzi kochos eila kulam elapoel, to bring them to bear, just like the original creation. What did God do, so to speak, during the 6 or 7 days of creation? You could argue, in a certain sense, in this frame, he didn't create, he just brought everything from potential to actual. Because everything existed in potential in the primordial energy, in the primordial matter that was created at the first instant of yesh me'ayin, of something from nothing. Well, what happens the rest of the week? All of those yetziros, all of those creations, they're just one long process of actualizing and actualizing and actualizing. So that's what we have. We have these midos tovos within us, but we have to actualize them. And we do that in the world of Maisa. Turn to the next page. There is a slam dunk proof or synergetic text that also appears in the Ramban. Very important Ramban. If nothing else has made sense until now, this Ramban is kedai to pay attention to. Because the Ramban here talks about the notion of a nisayon. We all have nisyonos. The word nisayon, what does the word nisayon mean? A test. In modern day Hebrew, the word nisayon means an experiment. Or no, here we say experiment. Just have the right. Is that kosher, Gil? Okay. You have to ask the locals. Nisayon comes from the word nes. Nes means miracle. It also means a banner. We say in the Shemoneh Esrei every day, V'sa nes l'kabetz galiyaseinu, raise a banner to ingather all the exiles. So what do these words of nisayon, of experiment and challenge, test, and banner and miracle all have to do? They all are the same word. What do they have to do with each other? So the Ramban says, what is the nisayon? What is the test? Inyan ha-nisayon. This Ramban is in Parshas Vayera. What is the majority of Avram Avinu's life? Right. It's a series of nisyonos, a series of tests, of challenges. What does it mean to experiment with something, to test something? So he says, we have to understand, Inyan ha-nisayon, again, Ramban, 13th century, this is from his commentary on Chumash later. The previous point was from his introduction to Chumash. This is in the actual commentary. Maisa, we have to know, Ba'avurayos Maisa Adam, top line on page Nun, Ha'adam Rishus Mukhletes Biyado. I have complete and total free will. It's axiomatic that I have the capacity to choose in this circumstance, A or B. Im Yirtze Yaseh, if you want to, you'll do. Im Lo Yirtze Liola Yaseh, you won't do. Yikra nisayon mitzad hamenuse. It is called a nisayon, a test, from the perspective mitzad hamenuse, the testee. I don't know if there is such a word. The recipient of the challenge. Not mitzad hamenase, not mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When God gives us a test, it's not a test for him to figure something out. That's the Chiddush. Usually, if you're in school and they give an exam, they give the exam so that the proctor or the instructor can ascertain whether or not you comprehend the material or you remember the material, right? That's the most common reason that faculty give tests. That's why teachers give exams. They want to know, do you know what I taught you? But God knows everything. So why does he give a nisayon? Why does he give a test? It's not for him, kivyachol with a capital H. It's for us. That what? Block letters, third line. Lohotzi hadavar min hakoach elapoal. It's for self-actualization. It's so that we should be in this circumstance so that we can express the latent capacity that we have in practice. That's why the word nes is related to the word banner, because you raise up a message. It's a calling card. It says, this is what I accomplished. This is who I am. Whenever we face a challenge, we have to experiment. We have to explore new territory. It's the same thing like Maaseh Bereishis. When God created new hydrangeas, on the one hand, those hydrangeas were new. No one had ever seen them before. But on the other hand, they existed previously. When we explore new aspects of ourselves, when we do things that put us out of our comfort zone and we realize new things about ourselves, we're only realizing them. We're not actually recreating ourselves. We're just realizing the potential that we had inside of us. So when we face different situations, the Ramban says, it's actually an opportunity for us to fully develop ourselves. You know, a person faces a situation. I'm trying to think of good situations where I failed, and there are so many. I'm like trying to think of, a person's situation where their patience is tried by somebody in their family, especially if it's somebody who you feed, clothe, you know, try to raise, those things. So sometimes we just lose it. We just lose it with them. I shouldn't speak for anybody else. Sometimes it just happens that it all falls apart. And you start screaming at them, and you totally lose the handle, and you lose the focus. Okay, so I don't know if that ever happened to anybody else, but it happens on occasion. But sometimes if we have A, adequate sleep, or a good cup of coffee or a good run that day, sometimes we can just take ourselves in hand and not blow the opportunity and say, wait a second, this is a nisayon. This is an opportunity for me to dig down and find a level of patience that I never thought I had. And maybe I didn't have it before, I didn't have it in actuality, but I had it b'koach. And so this nisayon is an opportunity to bring out something that I never tapped into before. And part of the beauty of Yiddishkeit that saves us, that's the only reason that we're still here, that we didn't just give up, is that, you know, the fact that we failed 100 times doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean we should give up. Because that koach, it still exists. It's still waiting for us. So what? We failed yesterday. Mazem b'shaneh. We failed yesterday. We'll be misakin it with tshuva. We move on. We're going through this continuous process of bringing merakoach alapoal. Rav Kook would say this is true on a huge macro level, that the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam, we started with why he created the world. He says the world is in a march. It's in an unstoppable march to geula, to fulfillment of godliness. It's just maybe taking a winding, circuitous path. But at the end of the day, godliness, according to Rav Kook, he writes this in Orot, is always being manifest. It's one giant mina koach alapoal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the potential for perfection, for realization of godliness, and we're just bringing that into the space that we've been given one day at a time, and it's happening all along, whether we even realize it or not. All the time there is this process of the geula of the world, but it's also a process that takes place within us, within each one of us. Rav Volpe points out that this is the process that the Avos went through, our forebears. That's why you read about them. So we learn about ourselves. It's not just the story. It's our story. It's the story of our spiritual DNA. So in the bottom paragraph, the long paragraph, you see where it's Avi HaMotzim Alapoal Haya, who was the father of self-actualization? Aleph, Aleph, Ayin, He. Those are four letters. They stand for Avram Avinu Alav HaShalom. He was the master of self-actualization, of meeting Nisyonos, walls, learning something about himself through that process and accomplishing through a Maisa. That's perhaps why Avram was given 10 Nisyonos. We have a tradition. It's a machlokas in the Rishonim. What are the exact 10 tests that he had? But what does it mean he had 10 tests? Well, the number 10 means total full bandwidth. That's why we count on a base 10. Why do we count with base 10? Because 10 represents full completeness in both worlds, this world and the next world. That's why how many nations are in the land of Israel? How many Canaanite nations were there? Well, when Yahushua got there, there were 7, but Avram Avinu was promised 3 more. He was promised 10. There are 7 aspects of our world in the lower world, 7 musical notes, 7 days of the week, 7 colors of the rainbow, but that's just down here. In the fullness, even higher in the upper worlds, there are 3 more layers. So the fullness is 10. The absolute fullness of perfection is 10. So Avram Avinu was given 10 nisyonos. So in a certain sense, a nes, a miracle, is not something from nothing. A miracle is taking unexpected potential and realizing it. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in a halachic context, he talks about the bracha of Birchas HaGomel, of when we give a thanksgiving blessing for God. And so there are, the nes is just a spectrum. There are nisim, like we say in Modim Shebechol Yom, that happen every day, that God has the potential become actual. And then there are the spectacular ones, like the crossing of the sea, where it splits. And then there are the in-between ones, where a person is in a dangerous situation, but their dream is realized of being saved. Those are all not new creations, but they are minakoach alapoal. Even the miracle of the splitting of the sea, the Talmud is a tradition that, oh, that was conditioned from the creation. In the beginning of creation, God said, you know, in 2,448 years from now, I'm going to need a favor, so we're going to build it into the program initially. Why did it have to be built into the program initially? Because Ein Chadash Tachas HaShemesh, the Book of Kohelet says, there's nothing new under the sun. Under the sun means once the world was created. Everything is just bringing out the potential. So the sea had the potential to split from the beginning. That means that we have the potential. We're faced with different challenges, different times, and sometimes we fall and we fail. But at the end of the day, we have the potential. Sometimes untapped potential that we never even realized. It was only once we went through that circumstance that we realized that we had that potential. Now we understand the koach of a maisa, of an action. A nisayon, a challenge, puts before us the opportunity to do a maisa. That action, that is our personal creation. What is creation? Yesh meyesh, it's the self-actualization. So when we go through life and we do actions, those actions are mining our inner selves. Whew, it's a lot for a Monday morning. But it's very empowering. It says that now, when I go through my day and I hit that wall and I feel like I'm just at the end, I have nothing left, I'm called upon to do another action. And that action enables me to realize, you know what? I thought I had nothing left. I thought there was no more. There actually is more. I didn't realize it. Even myself, I didn't have that awareness. And it's true, I didn't have that awareness because it only existed bekoach. It didn't exist befoal. The word befoal is the word pe'ula, the word action. Pe'ula, an action, lif'ol, to act, that is what transforms something, what creates from potential to actualization, to self-actualization. So through our life of actions, we realize the incredible spiritual potential that we have within us. Have a great day.